Hi everybody, it's Michelle from Boo Sounds here. I know this is usually a meal or Music Monday, but I'm going to call it Memory Monday. This may only occur on Remembrance Days, but we'll see how things go. I know this is Remembrance Day, and I have to get something off my mind, but there's a story behind it. I can't remember the program name on Animal Planet, but it was of some people who let their dogs rule the roost, and what they did is they would fly these people around the world, and actually to here in Canada, and get them working with trained military dogs. And I don't know, I guess part of me, it just hit me kind of weird. I thought, I didn't know that they used dogs in the military, but I should have guessed that they did. You know, it's been mentioned in movies and stuff like that. And but it impacted me. Everybody mentions about the veterans that are human, and don't get me wrong, I am honored that they support us. I am thankful for them. But the real, to me, unsung hero is the dog. Nobody, or very rarely, does anybody speak of the dog. They are drafted into service, whether they like it or not. They're trained very closely with their handlers. It's a life and death situation. Now, granted, I know that there's police dogs and this and that dog, and it's nothing against them, but these are people that fight for our freedom. People. They're dogs. But I guess, for me, they're so real that they can be like people to me sometimes, I think. But it just affected me in a way, and I guess I'm looking around. I got looking around today, and I noticed that there are getting to be, there's about 5 or 6 war dog memorials in the States, but there's none here in Canada, at least that I know of, and I think there should be. Police dogs get, you know, honored all the time. You know, guide dogs get written about, and again, I don't fault them. I don't, you know, like, I don't honor them any less, except for, like I said, the fact that these animals fight for freedom. And some people would argue, oh, well, they don't know any better, it doesn't affect them. Well, but you know what? In an offbeat way, they do know. You know, whether they're with their handlers or they're retrained. And there's a shocker that I learned today is in 1990 in Canada, that's when a bill was written that guide dogs could be retrained as civilian dogs. Or not guide dogs, I mean military dogs. 1990. That should have been earlier. But anyway, I guess the reason for me that this is affecting me now is, I guess, as I'm getting older. But for a human, I had nobody in my family that fought in the wars, at least that I know of. So for me, that didn't affect me. But I, in one way, shape, or form, have always had a dog in my life. Until coming back into the city. And I had to give up a dog. Well, things are being as they may. I've always been attached to dogs. And I'm thinking, you know, for them to get drafted into service and fight for us, for our wars, deserves something. Even if it's our thoughts and prayers, it's something. So I apologize if this has been going around and around, but this is really, it's moving me to tears, to be honest. And I'm just amazed at the loyalty that they have, and I realize that they also have handlers too, and to work with those dogs is just amazing. So my heart goes out to them and their families and their dogs. And well, anyway, I'm thinking of them this Remembrance Day. So I'm going to leave it at that, because I don't want to get so sad to depress people. May your journeys be safe. Take care, and God bless. Bye for now.